Your Honor, we the jury find the defendant Sweet Tango Apples guilty on all counts of being the crispiest, sweetest, zestiest, most delicious tasting apple you can buy.
Order! Order in this courtroom! Bailiff, come back here. Where are you going?
I'm going with them. I want some Sweet Tango Apples too.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at sweettango.com.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You too could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
Hello and welcome to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. Today we're diving in and discussing the future of serial killers. While many are aware of, you know, the ones in the past, many serial killers are still active today. To stay up to date with all my content, check out my Twitter account at TrueCrimeNS and be sure to like and subscribe to this video. You can find the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast on all major podcast platforms, both for Apple and Android devices. You can also find us on iHeartRadio. Right now, we'd like to thank our sponsor, Poddex, for sponsoring this ad for this episode. Use promo code TCNS for 10% off your purchase. The link will be in the description. Poddex is a unique service that allows users to grow their podcast episode. You can order a deck like this. This is the Would You Rather deck, which I haven't used yet, but plan to. They're a great tool to increase your viewership and your listeners, as well as your downloads for your podcast. Check them out, poddex.com, and use the promo code TCNS for 10% off your purchase. So now let's get into this, today's episode. In this podcast, we've discussed serial killers, past to present. The last season, there was a serial killer in every episode. We've learned a lot about their behaviors and ways of doing things. One thing we can conclude, they are all very different and have unique traits and motivations behind their actions. Yes, there is a common ground where serial killers might have psychological disorders, but each person is different. Therefore, each person's actions will be different. Serial killers are present in almost all of our episodes. But in today's episode, we will talk a lot about serial killers, and most specifically, the future of serial killers. What does the future of serial killers even mean? We know that the world is consistently changing. We use information from the past to make our present and future better. With so many cases involving serial killers, law enforcement has collected so much data and consistently worked to prevent serial killers from acting or by quickly finding serial killers. With the news hitting the masses so quickly and exposing serial killers, their activity is becoming more visible to the general society, and people are becoming more aware of their surroundings and always taking care of their own lives. However, as we said, everything is constantly changing, and so are the serial killers. So what does that mean? What exactly is the future of serial killers? Right before I answer the big question, I want to create some context by giving a detailed description of what a serial killer is, as well as provide some statistics about serial killers. According to Oxford Language Dictionary, the definition of a serial killer is, quote, a person who commits a series of murders often with no apparent motive and typically following a characteristic, predictable behavior pattern. According to The Guardian, many serial killers are survivors of early childhood trauma of some kind, physical or sexual abuse, family dysfunction, emotionally distant or absent parents. Trauma is a single reoccurring theme in the biographies of most killers. And according to thisinterestsme.com, there are four main types of serial killers. First, visionary. They believe that a person or entity is commanding him to kill, most likely suffering from psychosis, which you could look at and see the Son of Sam. He was getting his orders allegedly from a dog. Mission-oriented, kills in order to rid society of a certain group. Then there's the hedonistic, that commits his acts for his own personal pleasure. For example, rape, torture, or money. And then you have power and control, fantasizes about having power and seeks to dominate and control the victims. There isn't a single official agency that's aggregated the information. The only public stats we have to go by come from academics who study serial murder. According to Bustle.com, in a 2004 to 2014 study, it accounts for 270 active serial killers with 766 and 955 victims over 10 years. However, serial murder is actually rare, comprising less than 1% of all homicides in the FBI's estimate, with the annual homicide rate hovering around 15,000 in the U.S., that equates to fewer than 150 serial murders a year, perpetrated by perhaps 25 to 50 people. The data shared shows that even though serial killers get massive attention in today's news, they represent a really small portion of total deaths by all causes. However, dying because of a serial killer is not a natural cause of death, so it brings much more pain to the families. Now that we have some of the basic data, let's discuss a bit about the future of serial killers. Nearly 770 serial killers operated in the U.S. through the 1980s, and just under 670 in the 90s, according to data collected by Mike Amont of Radford University. The sudden plummet came with the new century, when the rate fell below 400. And as of late 2016, just over 100 during the past decade. This shows that the future of serial killers is unknown, but the number of serial killers is definitely declining. That is because with so many decades of studies and sadly real life cases, the highest levels of law enforcement have been able to study the patterns of serial killers and work to avoid incidents from happening. The work done by law enforcement with schools have been allowing people to identify people with traits of serial killers and psychologically work with them to guide them to a strong path and reduce the traits of serial killers, reducing the chances of this person committing acts of serial killers. Even though the numbers are declining, serial killers are a consistent threat to the world, and they will still cause harm to society for many years. I know this was an unusual episode for True Crime Never Sleeps podcast, but I hope you enjoyed this new segment that we're calling Let's Talk. In future episodes, we'll cover a variety of, I guess, true crime-based topics, from legal process to history, and then to random hot button issues facing this area of true crime. Thank you for joining me on this episode. Be sure to hit the like button, subscribe, share with your friends. You can also listen to this episode on our podcast, so go check it out, True Crime Never Sleeps, on Spotify, Spreaker, Apple Podcasts, Google, all your major podcast platforms. Thank you, and have a great day.
88% of the workweek is spent communicating, so it's important your team does it well. Enter Grammarly. Grammarly's AI helps teams communicate clearly the first time. It shows you how to make words resonate with your audience, helps with brainstorming, and lets you instantly create and revise drafts in just one click. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who use Grammarly to move work forward. Go to grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly. Enterprise Ready AI.